Folks, we're going to get underway. We're still waiting for a couple of amendments in some of the bills, but there's, I believe with some certainty that House File 2107, Representative Mason's bill, appears ready to go. So the chair will move House File 2107, be recommended to pass, and re-referred to the Committee on GovOps, Reform, Technology, and Elections. Representative Mason, welcome to the committee. It's my understanding that that you do have an amendment to put it into the shape that you,
Mr. Chair,
desire to move it. Mm-hmm. Yes, Representative Zellers.
I'll move the A1 amendment.
Thank you, Representative Zellers. Any questions, concerns with respect to the A1? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. Representative Zellers.
Mr. Chairman, I had another brief oral amendment on page 2 of the bill. Line 2.3, executive office, and I believe Ms. Newman's looking up, make sure I get the proper location, but instead of Commissioner of Administration, it should be Office of Enterprise and Technology. Okay, and it would strike on line 2.3, the Commissioner of Administration or the Commissioner's designee, and insert Office of Enterprise and Technology. Or designee.
Office of Enterprise Technology or designee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Representative Zellers moves the oral amendment deleting the language the Commissioner of Administration or the Commissioner's designee on line 2.3 and inserting Office of Enterprise Technology or designee. That's correct,
Mr. Chairman.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Sure. Seeing none, that motion carries. Thank you, Representative Zellers. There is a question, Representative Mahoney.
Well, Mr. Chair and Representative Zeller, is that a current office or is that one that's through one of the governor's initiatives for this year?
Representative Zellers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Mahoney, Commissioner Gopal Kahana is a current office, Office of Enterprise and Technology, handles a lot of our platform issues, is looking at new technology, implementing one system, one base, if at all possible, in the near future, technology for all around our state agencies as well as security.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions about the amendments before we move to the office? All right, Representative Mason, to your bill.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members, House File 2107 is a bill to bring Minnesota into the 21st century by asking the governor to appoint a high-speed broadband task force to make recommendations to the governor and the legislature regarding the creation of a state high-speed broadband goal and a plan to implement that goal. And I know we've been before you before. We've made some changes to the bill, which include reducing the speed goal and modifying the task force membership. Access to high-speed internet is extremely important for our education system, our businesses, and overall economy. And the other thing that I think is really important is it will allow people to work from home with an internet connection speed similar to what they have access to at the office. We can promote telecommuting, home businesses, and new businesses in rural Minnesota. And at this point, I just want to walk through the language of the proposal. And Mr. Rick King, who is Executive Vice President and Chief Operations Officer in Thompson West, is also here with me to provide support and answer any questions when I'm done. I've already mentioned that the first part is to appoint a task force to make the recommendations. The remainder of the sections just lay out the required demographics of members who will serve on the task force, and you'll see we've brought considerably broaden that, and I think it's important to have a variety of viewpoints at the table to decide what the state's broadband goal should be, and they are supposed to have that to us by November 1st of 2009. And I can go into details if you like, but I think it's a fairly short bill, so at this point I would like we'll stand for questions.
Thank you, Representative Mason. Why don't we hear from your witness, and then we'll see what questions or comments members of the committee have. Mr. King, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members, I'm here before you to emphasize support from the large business, small business, and home business community for House File 2107. As Representative Mason articulated, we think it's very important for people to be able to access at their home same type of working environments that they have in the office, and it's also important for the growth of home-based businesses and businesses in rural areas that are so important to our state's economy. Thompson West is very supportive of this for the benefit of its employees who can then use alternate work arrangements, part-time, work from home. These kinds of things are the ways that a company like Thompson West attracts and retains the best people in a high-tech, very competitive environment, and we're able to add jobs in the process. So happy to answer any questions, but I personally I think this bill puts the state of Minnesota forward, whereas today it's one of the 17 states that do not have broadband policies or task force across the country. So this is a great step for the state and should benefit the state. And from a Thompson West point of view, it's good for our business as it is for many that we also represent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. King. Representative Mason, anybody else that you have here to testify in favor of the bill?
No, unless you have additional questions.
And I'll ask, is there anyone here to testify in opposition to the bill? In light of that, are there any brief questions or concerns from members of the committee? Representative Dominguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think there might be a little typo on line on the first page, 1.7, where after it says recommendations, is it supposed to say 2?
I believe you are correct, Representative Dominguez. I think that may have been alleviated by the A1 amendment, but somebody smarter than me hopefully will find it. In fact, on the A1 amendment, I note that on line 1.3, you are exactly right. If they flipped it from OT to TO. So good catch, Representative Dominguez. I think Representative Zellers has moved that. Other questions or concerns or comments that members have? Representative Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a brief comment. This kind of initiative is occurring in a variety of states. I appreciate the Representative Mason taking it on. And I would note that there's also a mapping bill moving forward that will kind of go hand in glove with this particular initiative that will map out where broadband is currently available throughout the state and also the speeds at which broadband exists in those areas. So I think it's a good initiative.
Very good. Any other comments or questions? And Representative Johnson, thank you for the work that your division did with respect to this bill. I know it's a very complex topic. It may be simple to you folks, but for the rest of us in the world, it's not the easiest thing to understand. It was nice that you were able to put together a nice package that got here and is able to be approved rapidly. So unless there's other questions, the chair will renew his motion that House File 2107 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Government Operations as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion passes. Thank you, Representative Mason.
Thank you, Mr. King.
Thank
you very
much. Representative Mahoney, you good to go? All right, Representative Mahoney will move the House File 3034 be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on GovOps. Representative Mahoney, it's my understanding there is an amendment.
There are amendments, Mr. Chair.
No, Representative Mahoney, just a single amendment. No?
No.
All right.
Amendment.
Which one would you like to do first, Representative
Mahoney? A1 amendment, Mr. Chair.
Fair enough. Representative Mahoney moves the A1 amendment. All in favor say aye.
I have a small oral amendment to the A1 amendment.
Of course you do. just wouldn't work right if you didn't have a small oral amendment to the A1 amendment.
It's an effective date amendment, Mr. Chair.
That's my kind of small amendment, Representative Mahoney. Provide us with the oral amendment.
On the A1 amendment, after line 1.14, insert this section effective on the day following enactment.
All in favor of the oral amendment to the A1 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that passes.
Would you like me to explain it, Mr. Chair and committee members? In the bill that I carried last year that created, the Dolly bill that created a number of boards, some things were inadvertently, and all these amendments deal with that. Inadvertently, the definition of a plumber's apprentice was removed, and the reviser missed a couple of instructions, so we are just putting those instructions back in with this amendment.
Fair enough. Thank you, Representative Mahoney. Are there questions or concerns with respect to the A1 amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries.
The A4 amendment?
The A4 amendment. Representative Mahoney moves the A4 amendment. To that amendment, Representative Mahoney.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the manufactured home installers compliance with federal regulations. They brought this to me a couple of weeks ago. There were some concerns with a number of issues. They have all been worked out. There is some fee, well, they're not fee increases. They just changed the fee from a yearly collection to a 3-year collection, so which will require this bill to go to finance at that point. So both the department, the manufactured home installers, and the contractors are all in agreement with this particular amendment, and everyone seems to be fine with it.
Okay, thank you, Representative Mahoney. All in favor of the A4 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. To the A6, Representative Mahoney moves the A6 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the latest amendment to come into being. And my understanding is this allows course material to be used to be taught to the Builders Association contractors who are doing their continuing education out of the manual they use for testing. Now, am I close on that? We will bring down the Builders Association's lobbyist to further explain.
Ms. Burnett, welcome to the committee. Identify yourself for us.
Mr. Chair, members, thank you very much. I'm Lisa Burnett. I represent the Builders Association Minnesota. And currently, when a builder takes a license, they have to, half of their license is this contractor's reference manual. Basically, what it is it helps them to run their small business. It does things like, organize and manage your business, estimating and bidding, financial management, labor laws, risk management, etc. When the code bill came up from rules into statute, it wasn't clarified that we could teach business classes. Department of Labor and Industry and the Builders Association of Minnesota would feel more comfortable with language that allows us to teach relevant course material.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Burnett. Are there questions for Ms. Burnett? Representative Mahoney, anything further to the A6 amendment?
Good amendment, Pat.
Members all in favor of the A6 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the A6 amendment is added to the bill. Representative Mahoney, any other amendments?
There is the 1255 amendment.
Representative Mahoney moves the 808-1255 amendment.
Mr. Chair, this is a larger amendment, and I'll have to go through the bill with it. I will just start it. Just following it straight down, page 16, delete section 20, which is a license requirement. We're trying to clarify and tighten up the language on the master plumber and the master restricted plumber, the master and restricted journeyman plumber. And in another section in the bill, as we take out other things, this makes section 20 not needed. On page 17, line 11, we're just taking out a comma. And so it would read, each applicant for a master plumber's license or a restricted master plumber license. We do the same down in 1712, where we're taking out the word or restricted journeyman plumber license, which removes them from the need to have a bond. Bond insurance and bond insurance exemption is the next one on 17.22, where we're taking out the comma and inserting an or. And then removing the or restricted journeyman plumber. Then we go to 17, page 36, line 26. We're changing out the word contract, or after the word contract, and insert directly. So it will read performance that arose directly out of a contract directly between the licensee and the homeowner. And we get down to 38.9. Again, we're getting into some things with the contractors and that have asked us to do this. The commissioner, on page 38, line 9, after the word C, or after the second comma, insert litigation, costs, or fees. Now, Mr. Chair, I'm not entirely sure what that means, and I might have to call down think this was the department's amendment, but I'm sure it has something to do with lawyers.
My kind of amendment, Representative Mahoney.
I think Mr. Rakowski is Mr. Rakowski around? Nah, he slipped out already.
There he is. You might want to, as he's coming down, Representative Mahoney, perhaps identify the point that you want him to testify to.
Well, Mr. Chair, on page 38, line 9, under the accelerated compensation payments from the fund to the compensation owners, I'm trying to find out what this particular part does. The commissioner shall calculate. I think that's the contract. Sure. I need to read it.
Yeah. Representative Mahoney, the other option we have is Ms. Newman that might be able to elucidate or enlighten us a little bit. Ms. Newman?
Mr. Chairman and members, added language Mr. Chair and members, the added language including litigation costs or fees just adds to the fees that can be paid out of the fund.
Fair enough.
The payment of the attorney fees. Good attorney amendment.
Then there's another couple of strikes, Representative Mahoney, on 123 and 2.1 that just move it from administration to labor and industry. Is that right?
That's correct.
Any other changes in that? All right, that Representative Mahoney moves the A08
Mr. Chairman.
55. I'm sorry, Representative LaForte.
I'm sorry, I just needed clarification. With the language we've been talking about regarding litigation costs or fees, as I read it on 38.9, it would actually generally lower the amount that would be paid out of the conciliation fund, would it not, because you're broadening the costs that are subtracted out, or am I not? Am I correct? Okay, I must have heard the explanation differently. Just wanted to make sure. Okay.
You got it. Other questions or concerns? Otherwise, to the AO8 1255 amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Representative Mahoney, there is, as I understand it from Ms. Newman, there's one small technical amendment yet, and then we'll get to the bill. Ms. Newman?
Mr. Chairman and members, on page 29, line 26, the effective date, we need to strike retroactively from.
Thank you. The Representative Mahoney moves that the line 29.26, the words retroactively from, be deleted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. Representative Mahoney, I think you've pretty much explained the bill as you've gone through the amendments, but if there's further
that is correct, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and committee members, there's one thing that, and this bill was a 200-page bill last year that was negotiated right down to the wire. There was a number of things that were missed or added that probably should or shouldn't have been in there. And this should clean up almost everything. There's one issue that I know Representative Simpson and I will be working on before it gets to finance. I'd ask them not to offer it till we get to finance so that we have a chance to work on it. It has to do with resort owners, and I'm hoping that we can figure something out between now and then. We've had 3 weeks of conversations about this, and everyone seems to be reasonably happy.
In spite of the author.
In spite of the author.
We love you, Representative Mahoney. Representative Simpson, question?
Mr. Chairman, on the point of the resorts, I appreciate Representative Mahoney's willingness to work on this, and I'm not sure if it's good timing or bad timing on my part or his part, but it would have been real appropriate to have this here a few days ago when we had the room full of resorters, because this is a concern for these guys, and I hope we can get this worked out. Thank you.
This just came to my attention the day before yesterday, and yesterday I was so sick I just didn't have a chance to work on it at all. So I appreciate you taking it. We will. I promise you we will talk about it, and we'll see what we can come up with in something between now and finance.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. Are there questions or concerns for Representative Mahoney, Mr. Rutkowski, or Ms. Newman at this point? Is there anyone else who desires to be heard with respect to the House File 3034? If not, Representative Mahoney renews his motion that House File 3034 be recommended passed and referred to the Committee on Government Operations as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. Thank you, Representative Mahoney. Next up, Representative Portman. I know Representative Portman has a bill before us, but she's also, I believe, presenting a bill in another committee. Although she is entering the room as we speak. Look at Representative Lilly is already on his way to the table, ladies and gentlemen, thinking that he is going to get his bill heard. Representative Portman, are you ready to go? All right. She then asked the phone a friend, are we ready to go? Representative Portman, the chair will move House File 1499. It's the Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act. Be recommended to pass and referred to the House floor. There is an amendment, as I understand it, and I just need to pull that, Representative Portman, and I will move that amendment for you. That sounds fine. The chair will move the A08-1149 amendment. This is to put it in the shape that the author desires to move forward with it. All in favor of the A08-1149 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. Representative Portman, to your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're back again. We were here last year. I know you all remember this bill because it was the most exciting bill you heard all session in 2007. At the end of session, my understanding is it was on the floor and then it was returned to committee, so you get to hear about it again. But also, this year, there's a couple of changes. The Bar Association had a chance to take a look at the bill and address some concerns that they had. So with that, Bob Tennyson is here to tell us a little bit more about the bill.
Thank you, Representative Portman. Mr. Tennyson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Robert Tennyson. I'm attorney in Minneapolis, and also I'm the Uniform Law Commissioner. I'm pinch-hitting for Dean Harry Hainsworth, who's over in the House right, or Senate right now, presenting the bill over there. So Harry's our point man, but I'll do the best I can. The Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Investments was adopted by the Uniform Law Commission 2 years ago, and has now been adopted in 14 states and is pending in 17 more this year. It's an update of the 1972 Act that provided the governance for the management of institutional funds. These are trust funds and for institutions and charities. And it governs the manner in which the people who are responsible for those invest the monies and spend the money. Over the 30 years that this Act has been, the previous Act has been in place, the methods of investment have improved and changed, and this provides additional flexibility. I could go into more detail, but I'm not sure the committee, how much detail the committee wants. It's a modernization of the rules governing investment, and it applies to nonprofit charities.
Thank you, Mr. Tennyson. Are there questions or concerns for Representative Portman or Mr. Tennyson? And is there anyone else that desires to be heard with respect to this item? And finally, just so the record is clear, on the A08-1149 amendment, this is just because as a person that's looked at legislative history on occasion, on line 1.3, you will see a word that looks like gobbledygook. The two V's in that word that are underlined are actually Y's, and that is a real word, eliminatory, I think, or something akin to that. Mr. Pender's the only one who can actually pronounce it.
But the author of the bill.
Yes, Representative Portman, to the word. It means charitable, and it is just so that we've got an accurate record. With that, unless there's any other questions, the chair will move or renew his motion that House File 1499 as amended be recommended pass and referred to the House floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Representative Portman,
Mr.
Chair.
Thank you, Representative Dollars, for not asking me for the definition before Representative Atkins gave it.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move House File
Representative Dominguez
3688.
House File 3688. We recommended to pass. And laid over for potential inclusion in the omnibus liquor bill. Representative Dominguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You know, Representative Dominguez, I think you have the only bill today that didn't need amending, because you are perfect right from the outset, right?
It's about time.
All right, to your bill, Representative Dominguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is just a local ordinance. I'm carrying this bill for the speaker, and I have Joe Baglioli with me today, and he can explain it if there's any questions or concerns, so I'm going to turn it over to him. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dominguez. Mr. Baglioli.
Mr. Chair. This is a bill that's there's a development that's in Speaker Kelleher's district that is a little bit too, it's right around Loring Park, which is right near the Guthrie. There are a number of liquor licenses that actually exist in current law that have special provisions in current law because of the zoning and because there happens to be churches and schools near this. This is for a restaurant that's going into a development. The city of Minneapolis is supportive of this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Baglioli. Is there questions or concerns for either the author or Ms. Baglioli? Is there anyone else who desires to be heard with respect to this item? Then Representative Dominguez renews his motion that House File 3688 be recommended to pass and laid over for potential inclusion in the liquor omnibus bill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. Thank you, Representative Dominguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
And Mr. Baglioli, thank you as well. Representative Zeller.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the discussion of the minutes.
No.
Did you approve of this yet? Or?
Yeah, I got that actually right here, Representative Zeller. Representative Zeller moves the March 4th minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion is carried. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate helping out.
Does anyone else have any other items? All right. With that, Representative Lilly will move that House File 3500 be recommended to pass and referred to the House floor. Representative Lilly, it's my understanding there is an amendment.
Oh, yes, Mr. Chairman, there's amendment 808-1281. Hopefully everybody has that in their possession.
Thank you, Representative Lilly. This puts it in the shape that you would like to proceed with it.
Yes,
all
sir.
All in favor say aye to the 808-1281.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Representative Lilly to the bill.
Thank you very much, sir. This is, as everybody says, it's a very good bill. 3500, I've been, I think it's my re-election bill. Basically, it's technical changes to the Minnesota Business Corporation Act, and we have experts here that can, Mr. Knorr and some others in the crowd, if there's any questions. It's supported by the State Bar Association, Attorney Generals, and all of us Northwest Luggage Shores.
Well, with that endorsed,
stand for questions, sir.
Mr. Knorr, do you have testimony with respect to House File 3500, or are you here to answer questions or concerns the committee may have?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'd be happy to give you a brief overview. I'm the legislative coordinator for the Minnesota State Bar Association Business Law Section, and we have standing committees with respect to the Corporations Act, the LLC Act, and the various Partnership Acts, all of the acts that are within our areas of practice. And through the course of our practice, we collect comments and concerns from practitioners with respect to the acts, and then periodically put those together in the form of a bill of technical amendments that is intended to harmonize and eliminate ambiguities that people have come across in their practice. So the bills before you on 302A, the Corporation Act, and 322B, the LLC Act, are these technical amendments that we've kind of collected over the course of the last year or two and are trying to tighten up our statutes. And the third article here is a bill to change the Nonprofit Act to permit the formation of nonprofit limited liability companies, which Minnesota is one of a handful of states, I believe about six states, that currently the language in the statute, when it was adopted, required a business purpose for these nonprofit LLCs, or for these LLCs, and so you can't form one technically for a nonprofit purpose. So everyone runs to Delaware to form them, and they're not allowed to register them here, and it creates this terrible ambiguity in practice. And so we're trying to harmonize our statute with the vast majority of the state, and with the Uniform Limited Liability Company Act provisions as well.
Very good. Are there questions? By the way, just so I've got a clear record, could you state your full name for us?
Dennis Kenor.
Can you spell your last name, please?
K-N-O-E-R.
Great, thank you. Are there questions for Representative Lilly or Mr. Kenor?
We also have Ms. Bishop here as well. Okay. Answer some questions.
All right. Ms. Bishop, do you have any testimony, or are you here to just in case we need to phone a friend?
Exactly. I'm a phone a friend. I'm here. I chair the Nonprofit Corporation Committee and one of the authors for the Nonprofit LLC Act. If there's any questions on that, I can answer.
And again, just for the sake of a clear record, could you identify who you are?
Jennifer Bishop.
Great. Thank you. Are there questions for the author or any of the witnesses? Anyone else that desires to be heard with respect to this item? Sorry, I thought Representative Paulson had a whole long list, but I may have been... With that, Representative Lilly renews his motion that House File 3500 be recommended passed, referred to the House floor as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Representative Chair, members, and thank you for minimizing your questions. I very much appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, I think we're going to hold most of our questions for the floor. We feel we'll have quite a few minutes.
Thank you, Representative Simpson. I think that is a bipartisan movement. With that, folks, that concludes our agenda. For planning purposes, Tuesday and Thursday, obviously, deadline week, so we do have a considerable amount of bills to move next Tuesday and Thursday, and I appreciate your patience as we endeavor to work our way through those bills on Tuesday and Thursday, but just try to plan accordingly. That we're adjourned.